Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about artists. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on July 23rd, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about artists. If you're trying to make a living through creative expression, acting, painting, writing, music, or any of the performing arts, this episode's for you. Why do people choose this career? For many, art is more than a job, it's a calling. Artists are often driven by passion, creativity, and the desire to share something meaningful with the world. There's enormous personal fulfillment that can come from it. And yes, at the very top, there's potential for staggering income. A-list actors, Grammy-winning musicians, or globally recognized painters can earn millions. But here's the catch. The vast majority of working artists earn far less. And the path is often uncertain, non-linear, and reliant on luck as much as talent. Unlike many other professions where top earners might make 2 to 5 times more than the average, in the arts, top performers might earn 100 to even 1,000 times more. There is no median anchor at the top, and even within that elite tier, the income can be wildly unpredictable. 1 year could be a hit, the next a drought. Gigs, even very prestigious ones, can lead to feast or famine. This is also one of the few career blueprints where having a side gig is not only common but often necessary. Many working artists support themselves through teaching, freelancing, gig work, or holding out in a completely different, unrelated day job. Others may realistically have to rely on financial support from family or a higher-earning partner, especially early on. That doesn't diminish their work, but it is part of the reality. And unlike other professions, artists don't follow a typical career trajectory. There are rarely structured promotions, annual raises, or any kind of guaranteed benefits. Progress is instead often measured in higher rates, better gigs, wider audiences. But those too can be kept by union contracts, niche demand, or market saturation. For many, the goal is simply to keep working, to stay relevant, and continue making enough to continue creating. That's not failure, that is the job. Let's look at the financial stages. Early career, 20s to early 30s. You may often be doing unpaid or underpaid work and living off of stipends, grants, or quote unquote exposure. Many will require their living expenses to be subsidized through family or higher earning partners. If you went to college to do your work, student loans may be looming large. Health insurance may also be difficult to come by, and you may have to use a patchwork of union plans or the ACA marketplace. Realistically, saving for retirement may not be on the table for you yet. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. Some may be gaining traction through regular gigs, teaching roles, or gallery representation. Income may stabilize or may not. Many are still juggling multiple roles or jobs to support their artistic work. If successful, earnings may jump considerably, but timing and consistency are hard to predict. Side gigs often remain essential for cash flow. Late career, 50s and beyond. Top-tier artists may finally see substantial, consistent income. Others may burn out or pivot into adjacent roles in education, administration, or commercial work. Since you're unlikely to have pensions or other retirement benefits, financial planning is highly individualized. Burnout or other physical limitations may reduce your ability to perform or produce. Many rely on savings they built during their higher earning years and continue to cobble together income. Let's go through some examples. Example one. Olivia plays cello, freelancing for regional orchestras and studio gigs. In her 20s, she barely scrapes by teaching private lessons and working as a barista. By 35, she has a steady rotation of gigs and a small teaching studio, but still no employer benefits. She contributes irregularly to an IRA and tries to build an emergency fund, knowing work could dry up quickly. The lesson here is even steady gig work needs flexible and cautious financial strategy. Example two. Reggie books a major role in a hit series at 38, earning six figures for several seasons. He pays off his debt, starts saving aggressively, and does upgrade his lifestyle a bit. But the show is suddenly canceled and he goes 2 years without another big break. He drains his emergency fund and relies on coaching other actors to get by. The lesson here is while big gigs can help, without proper planning, even major success can be temporary. Example three. Priya sells work locally while teaching high school art. She lives below her means and funnels income from summer art fairs into an IRA. She gets health insurance through her school job and uses her free time to grow her online following. By age 55, she has a small pension from the school, a retirement portfolio, and enough passive income from print sales to scale back. The lesson here is pairing a stable job with creative work can often both give you security and growth in the arts. Key levers for artists. Budgeting is essential. Income is more often than not unpredictable, and therefore it's very important to build a strong emergency fund to weather the dry spells. Saving small amounts for retirement early on, when possible, will go a long way to establishing a successful retirement. Health insurance may be difficult to obtain and may require you to have a patchwork of carriers across years. If you do become famous, don't let a big check override long-term planning. To recap, so how should an artist save? Well, it depends. It depends on how consistent your income is, what other support structures you have, and whether you're treating your art like a business or a calling. Art is beautiful, but art careers can be brutal. While the highs can be very high, many live through an ever-changing feast or famine.